over the weekend, we learned what some hardcore Pittsburgh Steelers fans already know. One of the on-air personalities, this is a brother in radio, a brother in sound, 93.7 The Fan, sounds like it's a sports-centered station in the Pittsburgh area. One of the on-air personalities was so confident that the Steelers would beat the Cincinnati Bengals last Thursday night that he put his nipples on the line.
Well, they lost the game. I know that.
That's right. So Andrew Filippone was so confident the Steelers would win, he wrote on social media, "There's no way the Steelers lose. In fact, I will get my nipples pierced if they lose to the Bungles."
Oof.
"With no numbing agent."
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Jeez.
So the Steelers lost by two.
33-31. I'm touching my nipples right now.
In sympathy?
In sympathy for this man. Very
phantom labor pains?
Yes. Yes. You could. I would never do anything like that. You know, even as a brother and son.
No one's expecting you met Johnny Milk Toast.
Would never do anything like that. Anytime anybody suggests a bet of any kind, I say no.
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 I don't want anything like that.
You bet a crisp $5 bill and that's it.
I'll do that. I'll bet you a burger or a...
You won't even go that far.
Just $5. When BB Shea comes in here, he's like, "I'll get a tattoo." I was like, "Well, let's just bet
$5. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the kind of
we'll
thing.
We'll hold five.
That's how it's done. My nipple. Plus, I love nipple play.
Yeah.
Well, you might... Look, plenty of people have their nipples pierced. And dudes, too.
I know. Does it make...
They might, you know, you might dig it. You might find that that's the one kink you're into.
It might be. Because I do love... I love to have my nipples... Nibbled.
And now you've got the little barbell in there.
Yep.
Huh?
Is that...
You might find yourself doing it at work, absent-mindedly.
I know, just messing with your...
Oh, I bet you, yeah. You especially.
Your little nipple barbell.
Yeah. You doodle, you twiddle with things.
I do.
We know immediately, too, if you did, because you would. You'd be in here at commercial break, just absent-minded, like...
Maybe this guy secretly wanted his nipples pierced. I thought, well, why not? Maybe I can get it done here by saying it.
I saw some screen caps as the game went along. He's like, "Not looking good." Yeah. Uh-oh. And then he finally said, "Bye-bye, nipples."
Oh, God.
The last shot was his hairy chest. He said, "This is the last time you'll see him like this."
Jeez. And to get it done without any kind of numbing agent.
I guess that's... I guess you'd have to numb them up. You know, that's not a world we ventured into either.
You think normally, if I just went in to get my nipple pierced, they would numb it.
Well,
first.
I mean, even when I was a kid, girls would put ice
on their ears
and then they would pierce them themselves. So you have to numb it a little bit.
Yeah. And if you go to
like a salon.
Yeah. To get your ears pierced, they numb it, right?
I thought so.
I do too. I absolutely think so. Hayden, you're talking about nipple piercing. Go ahead.
So I've had mine pierced for about a year now, and let me tell you, that is the absolute worst thing I've ever been through in my life.
It is. What? Painful? Incredibly painful.
Yep, it's painful when you first do it, and it's painful for about 3 months after, and it's painful for every time you scrub a loophole across it.
Ooh. So
is there any sexual pleasure out of this?
No. Negative.
No.
Did you lose a bet?
No, I didn't. I just wanted to do it, so I did it, and then I regretted it.
Can you?
You can just make Kelly's nipples hard.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad to hear you say that, because you're right. That would be something I might. I don't think I'd ever actually do it, but
imagine if you came, if you show up at the beach one day with your wife,
pierced nipple. Yeah. I can't imagine me doing that.
You take a long lunch.
Thank you, Hayden. Appreciate it. I'm glad you're a cautionary tale.
Did you walk to the pier, honey? Sort of.
Yeah, that's a cautionary tale. Chanel.
Worst thing he said he's ever done.
Worst. Terrible pain for months, he said.
Yeah.
And if you drag a loofah across it, you get it now. Chanel, you wanted to talk about how ears and nipples are pierced. Go ahead.
Yeah, so they... What's up, guys, by the way?
What's up?
B1, love you guys. Watch or listen every morning.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yep.
So they don't give you any numbing cream when you get a piercing, generally.
Oh.
Unless it's like... a penis piercing.
Okay.
Then they might give you some numbing cream, but like your nipples, no. That's raw dogged right through.
Do you know from experience?
I know from other piercing experiences.
Okay. Well, right. Do you mind us asking what you've had pierced?
I've had a belly piercing, a bottom belly piercing, my nose pierced, ears pierced, mm-hmm. and I attempted to get my tongue pierced, and then I was like, hell no.
Okay, oh, okay. Too much. All right, a little too far.
Okay.
And which was the worst of the pain, and do you regret any of them?
No, and honestly, like, the nose piercing doesn't even hurt that bad. What? Funny about it is it makes your nose really tingly, mm-hmm. and then you start tearing up. So it looks like you're crying. And I kept telling the guy, I'm not crying. Yep. I'm tearing up because you're tickling my nose.
Huh. Okay. All right. Jeez.
But yeah, you could definitely, depending on the gauge of the needle, which for nipple piercings are probably like a, I don't know, maybe an 18 gauge or 16 gauge, mm-hmm. which is fairly small, but they would just pop that right through.
Okay.
This is going to sound dirty, and I don't mean it. Mm-hmm. This is going to sound dirty, but I don't mean it to. But on an average day, are all of your holes plugged up?
On an average day, sure.
I mean, so you have something in all of your piercings?
Yes, pretty much.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Chanel. I appreciate that. Now, of course,
when did your daughter get her ears done?
We made her wait till she was 12 or 13. We were very strict about that. My wife never would. We didn't want to do it when she was a baby or anything like that. Yeah. And she's like, I think it was 12 or 13, which was also my wife's when she got hers done.
Okay. Now, Biggie, you've got nieces. Do they talk about earrings at all?
No, my sister's kind of steered them, you know, away from that. They don't really know. Yeah.
They probably
but
will.
They'll hear about it.
Yeah, they'll at some point know, but not right now. They have no interest right
my
now.
My daughter started asking when she was like 9 or 10, and we said 13.
I get it.
My nieces are still young enough because they hate needles and shots. So my sister's like, they got to shoot a needle through your ear, and they're like, nope.
Now, one time many years ago, we talked about this, and the Prince Albert came up, and that was something. Okay, that was something. Mm-hmm. And the tongue piercing.
Still not the worst prince out there, Andrew.
Boy, God, I heard more about him this week. That guy.
But still, yes, Albert.
The Prince Albert was, when I learned about that, you know, it's like a, or was it Jacob's Ladder or something?
Well, one goes this way, one goes this way, right?
The ladder was the one I was like, holy
That's
moly.
Several piercings, yeah.
Several piercings, like through the junk, mm-hmm. but it makes it more pleasurable for her?
Supposedly.
And the tongue piercing makes it more pleasurable for him.
Supposedly.
Can I just buy you flowers?
Well, we need a real expert on this. Myrtle Beach Doug.
That clocks.
Tell us about your piercings. Go ahead.
Hey, morning, guys. Myrtle Beach Doug here. Hope you're having a wonderful day.
Right.
I have, let's see here, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 piercings. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kelly, with you liking the nipple play, you'll probably enjoy that because I enjoyed it a little bit, but then I got the first one in my left nipple. Then a couple weeks later after, you know, having, you know, after it healed and everything like that, I was like, you know, maybe a little bit more. Let's see if that increases the sensitivity. So I got the second one in my left nipple, the first one in my right. Haven't gone past that, but I do have my tongue pierced, 3 earrings. Used to have my eyebrow pierced, which was more aesthetic, but the tongue ring for the ladies, oh yeah.
We've heard that before.
Yeah, right. I just want to say that call went exactly as I knew it would.
Yeah, there was a whole lot of mystery there, was there? Mm-hmm.
I get to know the callers, and Chanel nailed hers.
Yeah, yep.
And Chanel was great.
She was.
Myrtle Beach Doug nailed his.
Oh, yeah, he sure did.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think I could ever get my nipples pierced because mine are kind of just flat. Mine don't stick out at all.
Oh, really?
They're innies, if anything.
I think that's great. It's because you're in such great health. I believe.
No,
that.
I don't think that's.
No, I think that is. Be. I think that is.
I don't think nipples have much to do with health.
I do, because when you if someone gains weight, they pop out like they look like girls' nipples. I mean, they do. They're out
what?
There.
What?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh. Well, I mean, I don't have. Oh, look, I'll show you mine if you want to see them. I don't have girl nipples.
I don't. Remember the guy recently we worked with who put his photo up online?
Yes.
He was wearing that.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Man, big nipples. I noticed that. He's like, that's nipples. You know, that's they're out there. You know, and he's like, you know, he's lost some weight, but he had at one time been pretty big. I feel
don't
like,
think there's any correlation whatsoever.
I do. I feel like your I don't think you see many like skinny, like if when you're 12 and you're skinny, you just got nothing there. You know, you have nothing. There's
yeah. But that, I'm talking not talking bosom. I'm talking just the nipple itself. I got nothing.
You have no.
They're flat. They're up against the skin.
Mm. Well, maybe you're right there then. Yeah, because that's what he is. It's bosom.
Yeah. I'm talking areola.
Speaking of which, Polly Girl Cassie, tell us about your piercings. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Shout out to Doug. Glad to hear you on the radio. And shout out to you guys. Good morning. Hope you are great.
Great.
I was telling Vicky, I don't have all of them now, but at my peak, I had 13 piercings.
Mm-hmm.
They were all above the waist. Nipples were done. 3 in the mouth, 2 in the tongue, 1 underneath. Lip ring, bunch in the ear. I was telling Biggie that, Kelly, you're very probably right to stay away from piercings because they're very addictive. And I think once you get one for the first time and that pain subsides and you look back and you're going to be like, oh, that wasn't too bad. Because it's not too bad. I never had any numbing on mine. The only one that really hurt was the dermal piercing, in which they literally punch a little small piece of your skin off to put the dermal in.
The dermal.
I don't know what that is.
Where it's is like the under dermal. The skin yeah. type thing.
Oh, it's under the skin.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's right in the middle of my chest.
Okay, yeah. That does sound like it would be painful, man. Ugh. And does it help with sexual activity?
It did, yeah. Yeah, all of them were useful one way or another. I mean, obviously the ears don't really do much. Unless you're just into, you know, that sort of fetish, which, you know, Kelly, don't get your ears pierced.
No, I won't.
No.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Thank you.
You lost a fantasy football bet. One ear pierced.
Thanks.
Or they get to pick the spot.
No, hold on.
And you come in here and we know because you'll be like, good morning. I don't know if you can tell anything different about me.